You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Rachel Flora of Connect Savannah. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, Emily.
Also with us is Mahogany Bowers of Blessings in a Book Bag. Hey, Mahogany.
Hi, Emily.
Spring is right around the corner, almost gardening season, and there's a great way to get ready for that this weekend.
That's right. It's the 20th annual Lowcountry Home and Garden Show, which is happening at the Convention Center, and this is going to be actually 4 days. So this is an opportunity for you to take the weekend to go and look at all things home and garden.
Also on Friday, Rachel, we're kicking off another great season of theater here in Savannah.
Yeah, so Friday night, the Savannah Stage Company is going to announce their season at Ghost Coast Distillery. It should be really exciting. Last year was a season of bravery, so we can't wait to see what this season will be.
Also on Friday, as well as Saturday, a rarity here in Savannah. We don't usually have a lot of ice-based events.
No, and the ice skating is the only thing. Savannah Hockey Classic is this Friday and Saturday. It's going to be four teams, University of Georgia, Florida State, Georgia Tech, and University of Florida, and they're going to go head-to-head for the 20th year.
And then, okay, Saturday is a very busy day, starting in the morning, Mahogany.
That's right. So it's time to lace up your shoestrings and get ready for the 8th annual MLK 5K and Music Festival, which happens on MLK this year. So essentially this event for the past 7 years has been in Forsyth Park. But the new switch up is that it is going to begin and end on the corner of MLK and Gwinnett. So this is one of those great ways in the beginning of the year to give back and have a good time with the family, because the festival starts at 10. Food trucks, arts and crafts vendors, and amazing kids zones, and lots of arts and entertainment. And we got a fire truck this year.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's very exciting. Look at you, girl. Exactly. Girls like fire trucks.
Let's see some firefighters over there.
That's right.
Bring them off.
Turn up.
Rachel, Richmond Hill is also celebrating Martin Luther King on Saturday.
Yes, and they are going to have their annual parade, and this year is notable because they are going to be having the newly activated Bryan County Branch number 5648 of the NAACP, which is a big deal for Richmond Hill. It is going to be a really fun time over there.
We're not done with Saturday. You can also have some tasty oysters.
Yes, so this is the 10th anniversary of Roast on the River, which is the oyster roast that benefits the Savannah Riverkeeper. They do such good work.
Amazing program.
Yes, absolutely. Such good education and advocacy for our waters. And that's going to be at Hogan's Marina on Saturday.
Hopefully I get a chance to go to that.
I know. I would love to go eat some oysters.
I know. I have my own Shuckers and lemon juice
do
squeezer.
You?
I do, with my
nice
name on it.
Oh yeah. My God, girl.
I'm Southern.
Yeah.
You're serious.
I'm Southern.
You're serious about
you don't
oysters.
Play about the oysters.
It's real.
And then the weekend is still not over. There's going to be what sounds like a really interesting discussion at the Flannery O'Connor House on Sunday.
Yeah, so Kelly Kidd is going to be talking at the home. He grew up in Milledgeville, just down the road from Andalusia Farm, which, as we all know, is where Flannery O'Connor grew up. So he has some great stories. They said that he's going to tell some really good stuff that afternoon.
Also on Sunday, Mahogany, there's something for the kids.
That is right. It's actually a convo lock-in and MLK parade. So on that Sunday at St. Matthew's Episcopal Church, located on Martin Luther King Boulevard, they are having an overnight lock-in for the kids. It's an amazing opportunity for kids to learn some information about the history of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Absolutely.
Enjoy themselves, be in a safe space, as well as get ready for the big parade that happens on Monday.
Well, Mahogany Bowers of Blessings in a Book Bag, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Rachel Flora of Connect Savannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.